Some local governments have been hiring consultants for years, but now more and more are hiring experts to help them make sense of changing tax rules. That's according to Doug Kassman, CEO of the firm Governmental Consulting Services. Each time a consultant bills a local government, Kassman says the tally is likely in the tens of thousands of dollars. Kassman says local governments, when investing that much money and advice from a private consultant, often follow those recommendations closely.
I'd say probably 85% of the time.
Changes to Indiana tax laws have driven more counties to raise or pass additional local taxes to offset drops in revenue. But Kassman says local officials are sometimes unqualified to carry out the duties of the offices they're elected to do, leading to the need for outside expertise.
The rules continue to be fluid. They may not have the kind of experience level needed when you have a bunch of moving parts and new tax rules that they have to follow. The complexity causes some of these consultants to be hired and some more of their time to be used.
Kassman says some elected local officials aren't required to learn about new laws and rules and could take years to learn the intricacies of each change. Bartholomew County Auditor Barbara Hackman says the state auditor recommended she hire a consultant to cut down on that learning curve. Hackman says advice given by the consultant was generally followed because county officials, quote, trust him. She says it's better to invest money in private consultants up front, even in a tight budget, than to misread complicated new rules. That's because the consequences of flubbing a county budget, she says, are worse than paying consultant fees, however expensive.
So I'd be extremely concerned about getting it wrong. I think that's, you know, all year long, that's been one of the questions in the back of our minds.
That's Monroe County Council President Vic Kelson.
It can be quite an adventure. And so it's a very difficult balancing act. If you're not cutting enough, you're going to have to go through it again. If you're cutting too much, then you're displacing services and possibly causing hardships where you didn't need to.
Kelson says Monroe County has hired consultants on a case-by-case basis, depending on the level of comfort public officials have with their knowledge of state laws.
Sometimes that works really well, and sometimes it doesn't work as well.
Tom Mandan is the director of Educational Services Company, another consulting firm doing work in Bartholomew County. He says local government officials are not elected to be experts in state laws and rules. He says asking for outside help demonstrates officials care to get it right.
I don't think it's realistic to expect them to understand day-to-day issues and to be able to resolve those day-to-day issues.
Mandan also helped create Governmental Consulting Services just 2 years ago to help navigate new laws. He says there was a, quote, understanding that such services would be needed. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.